Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wacky Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. I'm Vince, and I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I would like to give a big thanks to all the early chit chatters in the chit chat room. Let's see, who do we have in here? Assert MacFags
already on timeout.
Ha ha! Yeah! That's right, I preemptively muted Assert. Might as well get that out of the way. I saw into the future, and I could tell that, you know, I got some, this is like, we're living in the age of Minority Report style monitoring. And as you know, I am a big supporter of the fascist state. So I was tipped off by the NSA that Assert was going to try to rape my chat room. I had plenty of intelligence that pointed to this happening. And looks like we have prevented chat room terrorism. If you're wondering, I get assigned different NSA agents. I found out that Shadow DXS is actually with the NSA. He called in the other night, hacked into my switchboard, and revealed that he is in fact an NSA operative. And he's been nice enough to be assigned to request to be assigned to my show, and I want to thank Shadow for reaching out and giving me and helping me with the intelligence on the Assert MacFags troll fest that she was planning for tonight. We quashed it, dude. We totally quashed it. Anyhoot. Hey, everybody. Oh, yeah, I was saying hi to the chit-chat room. CodeSect. CodeSect. Okay. Canadian Glenn in the building. Canadian Glenn. What's up, Canadian Glenn? We're going to try to do a semi-serious show tonight. City of Flint in the house. What up, City of Flint? Daddy Dantalion in the building. Dr. Jeep in the house. Welcome, Dr. Jeep. Dougie Dougie. What up, Dougie Dougie? Good to see you in the chat room. Frank the Tank. What up, Frank the Tank? Several guest listeners. John Thiessen. John Thiessen in the house. I believe he also does a Blog Talk radio show of his own. So welcome. I'm glad you're here to listen. Who else do we have? I'm not going to say that name. I'm not going to say that person's name. You're trying to wrestle my jimmies with that name. Okay. So I'm not going to say that name. We also have Knick-Knack in the building. Niggers in Paris. What up, Niggers in Paris? Shadow DXS. Big ups to my NSA contact, Shadow DXS. Also, Sicko Radio. I believe that's Sicko Anon, or just Sicko. Spyco. What up, Spyco? In the house. Good to have you here, Spyco. Also, X You Out. What up, X You Out? Welcome to the program. And last but not least, Your Anus News. Thank you, Your Anus News, for joining us. Oh, we also have a few latecomers. About Blank. What up, About Blank? And Ekukan. Ekukan. Yeah, whatever. So there you have it, the Chit Chat Room. Appreciate you all joining me. Tonight on the program, I'm going to be welcoming a special guest. I have no idea how to say her name. She's been on the show before, and she told me what to call her. And I think we just decided to call her Shock. She goes by Shock of Izib. Shock of Izib. I don't know. She's Iranian, so I don't know. But I'm very excited to have her back on the show. We're going to talk about the recent Iranian presidential election. Lots of stuff going on in Iran. Their soccer team, their football team, just qualified, I believe, for the World Cup. Just recently, Michael Hastings, a journalist for Rolling Stone, who is infamous for bringing down General Stanley McChrystal, passed away in a tragic, brutal car accident. We'll talk a little bit about him. The ongoing saga of Eric Snowden continues. I've kind of lost track. Did I call him Edward or Eric? Whatever. Snowden is still making headlines. I don't know. Is he still talking? Is he still leaking stuff? Who knows? But I saw that Julian Assange, of all people, is reaching out to Snowden to help him with finding asylum. Yeah. Yeah, that's the guy that you don't want to be getting asylum advice from. The guy that's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy for over a year. The guy that doesn't even know how to do it himself. I mean, he's still trying to seek asylum. That's who you're going to take your advice from? I don't think so. You know, it's obvious that Assange can't handle some other person leaking something and hogging up all the spotlight. So he's got to stick his little nose in there. You know what? Fuck Julian Assange, okay? I hope he rots in that embassy for the rest of his life. I don't really mean that. That's kind of harsh. But I don't like him. I think he's a... Oh, what do the kids call him? A fame whore, fame fag, whatever. But we don't have to get into Julian Assange. We're gonna keep things on Iran and Michael Hastings and maybe get an update on Barrett Brown and the Bradley Manning trial. Everybody's been so preoccupied with this Eric Snowden. I keep calling him Eric Snowden. I don't care. I'm just going to keep calling him Eric Snowden. Everybody's so preoccupied with the Snowden thing that they've totally – I mean, there's pretty much no coverage of the Manning trial that's out there, at least not in the mainstream. You'd never know. If you watch CNN or any of these shows, the news – cable TV news outlets, they're not going to say, they don't say one thing about Bradley Manning. Yet today I was watching Jake Tapper, and the guy did a 5-minute segment on LeBron James's headband. Bradley Manning is in the middle of a trial, probably one of the biggest, you know, intelligence leaks in the history of the United States. I mean, he leaked some real shit. Snowden just leaked like a four-page document and a 41-page PowerPoint presentation. And then other than that, he's just been telling you shit that you pretty much already know. But Bradley Manning actually had, you know, thousands of documents, you know, that he leaked. And people are acting like this Snowden thing is the biggest thing in the world. And you know what? The more this Snowden charade goes on, the more it smells fishy to me. I mean, come on. This dude worked for the CIA for 8 years, and then suddenly he's just going to turn around on the government? I don't know, man. I don't care. Call me a conspiracy theorist, but I think he's a CIA operative. I think this is all a fucking false flag, psyop, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's bullshit. I mean, what did we really – did we really learn anything we didn't already know? I mean, I was just as excited as anybody when he – you know, when he first leaked this information, you know, confirming what a lot of paranoid conspiracy theorists were saying for years, and bringing it out into the mainstream. I thought that was great. But as time goes on, it's just kind of, there's just not right about the Snowden thing. Like, I don't remember them getting this bent out of shape for Bradley Manning. I might be wrong, but did Bradley Manning get even like half or a third of the coverage that Snowden's getting? I don't think so. But whatever. Yeah, so we're going to touch on all that crap, hopefully, and more with my guest, Shoku Fizib. Show. I'll just call her Show. Shok. All righty. Well, hopefully she will be with us momentarily. I'm going to take a quick little brickety break to screen some calls and try to find my guest. And I will be right back after these messages from Google Bordello.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович, и опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского в Гоголь.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Double charge!
We'll be right back.
know today, today. What a crime! In your time, in your time, in your time, it was not a crime! Not a crime! Not a crime! Not a
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
His dick talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh yeah. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this for yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. And speaking of disorderly conduct, there's a lot of just disorder in the chat room as per usual. Asshurt MacFags left. You think she's mad? I mean, I unmuted her. I think she's mad. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you are here with me, and we are going to be joined by a very special guest. She goes by Shoka Falizib, something to that effect, on Twitter. And we're going to call her Wasp. Tonight. Wasp. Welcome to the show, Wasp.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Shukufeya Sib, and it means apple blossom in Farsi. And the reason I asked you to call me Wasp, I don't care how stupid it is, but she's fucking kick-ass. She's from the girl with the dragon tattoo. She's a rape survivor. She's a hacker. She is maybe 70 pounds at most, yet she kicks ass with a baseball bat. So if I were to have an alter ego, that would be it.
So this is a real person, this chick, Wasp?
No, she's the character from the book The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and this is Rooney Mara, the actress, and this, I found this on DeviantArt. Someone had made this painting of her, and I actually bought a print. It's beautiful, and it is just very very powerful in the most, you know, feminine way, and also it kind of looks like me, so it all kind of makes sense.
Did they make a movie out of it?
Yeah, dude, you came in Rooney Mara and fucking James Bond. I forget what his name is right now. Daniel Craig. The two of them. You should watch the movie. The movie is...
I don't
okay.
Read. Well, my point is I don't read, so if there's a movie, I'll check out the movie.
Yeah. There's the Swedish version, which is on Netflix, and there's the American version with Daniel Craig. I know The whole movie is Swedish, so it's not even, doesn't matter that he's British. And Rooney Mara, and it's good. It's relatively good. But the entire book basically gave birth to the character, Elizabeth Salander, which is this girl. Her hacker name is Wasp, as opposed to, like, the books being good. It's just that she carries the entire book. So even though the books have a lot of critique that they're weakly written and shit like that, the character of her kind of is a saving grace. There are three books. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about.
I know.
Okay, so you brought up a bunch of points about Snowden. Can I say a couple of things about Brad?
Absolutely.
And then we move on to...
If there was something that I said that you wanted to comment on, go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's Edward Snowden, not Eric, but incidentally, I was at a Snowden-Bradley Manning kind of emergency forum gathering by World Can't Wait tonight at Cooper Union.
Those fucking World Can't Wait people. Oh.
I know, but they brought a bunch of...
So you must know, do you know Miles Soleil?
No, I don't know any people. I just go when I find an event. Like I am.
Okay. Oh, you're not part
unconnected.
Of World Can't Wait. You're not part of
World
Can't Wait.
No, I am. I'm not with. Oh, that's a good point to bring up. I am with no organization. People.
Okay. Cool. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
I am just completely independent, and I only participate in events.
World Can't Wait, people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communists, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all communists.
Dude, what is a communist nowadays?
Go to their rallies. I had friends that were in it. Trust me, they're all commies.
I don't care. I don't care what people are, as long as they're not killing each other or like starving each other to death because someone is making a buck.
I'm just making you aware they have an agenda.
I know, but at the very least, what they did was they basically got at least a few hundred people gathered in New York City, and they made a plan to like get people to sign up to go to the trial. Basically, the entire push for the event was to get people to fucking Bradley Manning's trial.
I want to correct mm-hmm. City of in the chat room. He is saying that I am a conservative. Because he put the hashtag, that's the what is it, top conservatives on Twitter. And if I'm anything, it's definitely not that. I'm TLOT. And that would be top libertarians on Twitter. I'm not a liberal, dude. Oh, yeah, actually, you're right, Sicko. I am a liberal. I'm a self-hating liberal, which makes me a libertarian.
I don't think that we all can label each other anymore because they're fucking...
Listen to my show. I'm a self-avowed fascist, okay? I have no problem labeling anything.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, a conservative doesn't mean a conservative anymore. A liberal is not a liberal anymore. So we need to redefine shit. So let's not even call each other names.
They switched. They're both the same thing now.
They are. They're both the same thing. And it's a third thing. It's not a conservative. It's not a liberal. It's a completely different animal, as dumb as
It's called fascism.
Yeah, it is. It's a modified version of fascism that was fit in American society, yeah.
You know what they said? What did they say? World War II, the Nazis lost, but the fascists won?
I've heard something similar to that, and
to that fact.
I heard that the militarization and all the warmongering and shit tonight went all the way back to World War I. Not even World War II. So, unless it's... I need to verify, but according to them, basically, this whole shit of trying to control people has been kind of like their agenda since World War I.
Yeah. No doubt.
So,
okay.
Yeah, let me go through my list of...
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was when the Edward Snowden story came out, me and a few other activists said, let's do call to action immediately, show bodies to show the mainstream media before they had any dirt on Snowden to show that the people appreciate what he did. So by the time they'll figure out who his pole dancing girlfriend was, we at least had a couple of, you know, just show up and hold a sign that you, you know, stand with Snowden,
yeah, what,
you know, action
that?
Item.
What's up with that? A stripper girlfriend? Come on. This is so CIA. This is so sloppy CIA off, too. Like, they're just leaving breadcrumbs all over the place.
Dude, people need to lighten up. Who gives a shit if she's dancing on the pole? Are we serious?
Oh. Hey, I encourage it. I'm just telling you. I think Snowden is fake. I really do. The more I think about it, the more I look at it from, like, kind of see the forest for the trees. I'm pretty convinced without any evidence at all. Just solely based speculation and opinion. But I believe so that Snowden is still working for the CIA. I think once you work for the CIA, you know, there's no way out. You're in it for good.
Well, it really, if I want to take what you're saying seriously and like speculate with you, we don't know what kind of like actual access he had prior to getting to Booz Allen, and what if he had enough of an access but not enough to be able to understand the horrors of what they were doing, and when he got to Booz Allen, he got that access, because the way Barrett's tweets are about Booz Allen and the NSA as a whole, it makes it seem like Booz Allen as an entity is much more even dangerous than NSA is. So what if he didn't understand how this situation was so fucking severe until he got to the mother load, which was Booz Allen?
Yeah. Yeah, that whole Project PM, all of that, he was poking his nose around, and he eventually found something, obviously. And
you're talking about Barrett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they pretty much trumped up charges to get him for the first thing, and then they just keep adding more accusations.
Dude, his last tweet about Booz Allen was literally the day before. Him, oh shit, I said literally, you're going to mute me. Oh my God. But this
is the truth. No, you used it correctly, though. Was it really the day before?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, you used it correctly.
Yes, it was the day before he got arrested.
But wait a second.
He got raided.
But do you understand my whole thing about the L word? You could have easily said that sentence without the L word, and it'd make just as much sense.
Yes, but I find that people exaggerate and miss. Like, I am very precise with the time and the days that I talk about. So I use the word literally to imply that I make a notation of the correct time, the correct day, the correct number of hours, so that it's not just hyperbole. Does it make sense?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine with a moderate usage of it, of the L word correctly. I'm okay with that. Okay.
Okay.
What I don't like is using it instead of the word figuratively. And excessive use is the other thing. It becomes almost like a crutch. Like
have you ever seen Parks and Recreation?
No. What the hell is that?
Chris Traeger, the character played by Rob Lowe, he uses the word, the L word, when he's supposed to mean figuratively, but he does it with such passion that like he's redefined using that word in the mainstream TV shows. So like when people want to like mean figuratively, they say the L word exactly the way he would.
Yeah, he's.
So
he's,
yeah, that show might drive you crazy.
Yeah, he's the one to blame then. He's the one that started all this bullshit. Okay, I want to get into some other topics here. The Iranian election.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? You are Persian, right? So you're from Iran?
Yes. So So I am a dual citizen holder. I was born in the U.S., but lived in Iran most of my life until I came here for college, and then I stayed, you know, for life, more or less.
That's pretty much how it is in Iran, right? You either come to, you come to America, you learn some valuable trade, and you either stay here or you go back there and, you know, either stay here and do it or go back there and do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is that I grew up with a bunch of privileged upper middle class to like oops expensive, you know, everything, families. I come from the state that basically is known for pistachio in the world. So all these kids grew up with a bunch of
ice cream. Pistachio ice cream.
And like Hashemi Rafsanjani, he was the president, two presidents before Ahmadinejad, and he's from my town, Kerman, and he has pistachios.
As a politician, did you like that guy from your hometown?
So what he did was he kept his eye open for foreign trade and foreign policy, but kept everything really shitty at home. So for the exact reason, because he wanted to be no sanction on pistachios. So he was much more.
We are putting sanctions on pistachios?
Well, first of all, Iran has been under sanctions. I want to say, but I'm not sure, majority of the time since the revolution. Like, by majority, I mean, like, even maybe 2 years after the revolution because of the way it happened. So we've always had embargoes and sanctions. But
like, Iranian pistachios are kind of like Cuban cigars?
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, Iran supplies the majority of the pistachios to the world.
When I make it big, when I'm like balling like Jay-Z, I'm gonna just smoke Cuban cigars and eat Iranian pistachios.
Yeah, like seriously, there it's like the plantation heirs and holder, you know, in the south,
I didn't finish. And smoke Afghani heroin. Or shoot it up or whatever.
Opium. Opium is better. Opium smells better.
Smoke the opium. There you go. Bam.
Yeah, the reason I know this is because my state is one state away from the border of Afghanistan. So my entire life, all these poor Afghan people who are running away from the fucking Taliban and the shit that happened in Afghanistan prior to 9/11, they would all, like, flee to Iran, like, the way, you know, Mexicans do to Texas and Arizona and stuff. So all my life, like, I have seen what the Taliban does to the Afghan people. And it's horrendous. It's horrible. It's inhumane.
Okay, so this new president.
Okay, so this new president.
Of him.
I have the best quote in the world from one of my friends who unfortunately is not on Twitter, but it's on Facebook. And he... I didn't want to expose his name. So he said, in so many words, you want Ted Kennedy, assuming he's alive. But he's in jail.
Wait. Ted Kennedy or John F. Kennedy?
Yeah. No, Ted Kennedy. Like, we're trying to be a little more relevant. I mean, we can go 2 years, 3 years back, but we can't go fucking 70 years back. 50, whatever.
Okay, you sure you didn't mean JFK?
Yes. No, we're talking about Ted. We want someone, like, more humane and care about people, not so much being the Hollywood B-listed actor star.
You're talking about the politician.
Yes. The one who's in... Okay, so in 2009, the votes were stolen, correct? The guy who was supposed to get the vote...
Ted, by the way.
Who's
Ted's
been
dead.
On... Huh?
Ted's Let dead.
Ted. Let me finish so that I don't fucking confuse people. People are already fucking don't know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you. Let me explain.
Okay, go ahead. Break it down.
Okay, so 4 years ago we had an uprising in Iran because of the election, because our election, the votes were stolen. The opposition leader who theoretically should have gotten all the votes, Mousavi, right? He is a gentle, relatively gentle soul, kind-hearted person, and his like persona is like that. He has been under house arrest for the past 4 years. And even during the celebrations, everyone wanted him to come out and basically be relieved of his house arrest and like basically help us rebuild a new life. So the Ted Kennedy comparison comes from the fact that Ted Kennedy was much more for, you know, people's betterment with healthcare and stuff like that. So we want someone who's gentle-hearted as far as the American party politician goes. JFK was a little bit of a, you know, actor, Hollywood, good-looking, you know, fucking other women behind his wife's back type of person. So that defeats the purpose. So the analogy is, we want a Ted Kennedy who is presumably still alive, but we can't have him because he's under house arrest. So we go and settle for a Bill Clinton type, but Cheney runs the show. Does that make sense? Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I was muted. I muted because I wanted you to talk. Hello, are you there? Dude, did she go? She hung up. Dude, Wasp, call back in.
Hello?
Wasp.
Yes, yeah, sorry. You didn't say anything.
I was muted because I wanted you to talk.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So that
no,
was
no,
that
no.
Was
I totally analogy. I totally get your I understand your analogy. It makes total sense. Yeah, the mullahs run the show, okay? I know it. But the thing is that's interesting to me with this guy is he's one of the mullahs. You know? He's one of them. He's one of the people that could potentially be the supreme leader someday, even. And
he doesn't have that clout when it comes.
Well, maybe
comes
he
to
doesn't, but I think having the presidency under his resume, and if he does a good job in the council's eyes,
That's what I want to say. Their infighting is so vicious; it has gotten so brazen and so, like, comical, honest in a way that. You have to understand, like, it does not matter who these people are. It's only a handful of people who are in, like, the supreme leaders with, like, immediate vicinity that might ever have the possibility of becoming the supreme leader after he dies or whatever happens.
Well,
it
whatever.
Doesn't
this
matter.
This guy, this new president, though, he's from that pedigree. He's from that group that elects the supreme leader, so he does have some clout. I mean, he's in with the mullahs. He seems to me
he does have clout to a certain way, but they will turn on you the minute they feel that you are not doing what they want you to do. They will turn on you like you are fucking trash, the same way they did to Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, didn't they say Ahmadinejad was going to be a reformer?
Beyond that, like, they lied through their teeth.
Even reform to what? It's like change here. The Obama, oh, yeah, change. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, reform. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, who doesn't want reform?
Yeah, and dude, like,
reform
you have to understand. You have to understand in Iran, you have to read between the lines absolutely and categorically because the way the government controls the media, it's dangerous. It's not straight out conspiracy theory whether Michael Hastings was killed by the FBI or not. It is that they will fuck you over. They will kill you. They will kill you. So you can't just come out and say whatever. So sometimes they really have to run a script. It's really no choice. It's about die or live. So they will lie through their teeth. They will video, you know, your torture. They will force you to have fake confessions, yet they will cry for you and they will fucking go home and feel like their life has ended. It's just, it's a reality of these countries. I was at a at a meeting with the CPJ, the Committee to Protect Journalists, on May 8th, and Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart took the summer off to make a movie out of the book Mazyar Bahari wrote. He's an Iranian-Canadian journalist who was jailed in 2009 for 4 or 5 months. And they made him go on show trials and do self-confessions and on TV, all of that. And so they were talking about, you know, what happens in countries like this. Incidentally, Turkey is the highest in number of incarcerated journalists. It's 56, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and Iran is 42nd. And they had stories from the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and up to like 7 people, all generations, up to even like 3 months ago. And they were all talking about how the minute they were taken away, and these are prominent public figures, they thought they died. Something like a Gitmo situation. And that's, these people have friends in the government. These people are part of the government, used to be part of the government. The president, who the guy whose votes were stolen in 2009, Mousavi, who is under house arrest for 4 years, he used to be part of a very specific part of the government that was in power right after the revolution. He knew Khomeini personally. All this shit, they don't give a shit. The minute they feel you are not serving a purpose or you are against them, they will do whatever they can. It doesn't matter. So it baffles me when the media goes and demonizes the news that comes out of Iran or, like, the people of Iran. I don't understand why people don't get. They have enormous amount of danger to deal with on a daily basis. The last thing they need is sanctions on them that causes sanctions on the fucking currency, not just the bank, on the currency.
Yeah.
What is this country going to do then? How is it going to survive in 6 months if they don't lift these?
Well, they're lucky, though. They have allies. They have allies. Come on. The Americans have allies. The Iranians have allies. They got, that Russia's got their back. Ultimately, Russia's got their back.
Russia has Ahmadinejad's back, just like Ahmadinejad has Assad's back, but not Syria's back. Iran, people who had money still have money. There's still Mercedes-Benz in Iran, even though the sanctions on foreign cars has been in place since I was 5. There's still people like buying Marc Jacobs shit or drinking Absolut and stuff. But there are people who have forego cancer medication, forego meat for months at a time, have died, are selling kidneys, selling parts of their liver beyond what you can imagine.
That's disgusting. That's gross.
Well, when sex is not going to pay, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking sell your organs.
I just puked. That's gross.
I'm not saying, you know that's what I said, by the way, for the record. But yeah, so thank goodness that this election, they really didn't have the capacity to basically go through what Turkey is going through right now or what we went through in 2009, 2010. So they really counted the votes. So that, and the fact that people did not give up, even my own dad said he wasn't going to vote again. But everything flipped within 48 hours of the voting. So one of the reformer candidates dropped. The other two hardliner candidates showed very weak support and like a lot of dividends in the actual conservative factions. And this Rouhani dude, who is a cleric himself, but he's considered a reformist, he seemed to be getting the endorsement of a lot of people, including ex-president Khatami, prior to Ahmadinejad, who was a very, very gentle reformist, who was like beloved even after, all these years. So then everything changed, and my dad even went and voted. You know, a jaded 73-year-old, who's lived majority of his adult life under the, you know, revolution, having seen Iran with the Shah and everything, he went and voted. So the turnout was big enough that they knew that if they cheated again this time, it would cause, like, severe issues. So at least they counted the votes, even though the votes weren't, we didn't have that many great options.
Word up. So you mentioned, you interjected there for a second about Michael Hastings. What do you think happened with that guy? Do you think he was, do you believe the conspiracy theories that he was taken out?
Okay, so just to give you people some perspective, there are no, you know, conspiracy theories when you live in a country like Iran. Just Google the two words chain murders and of Iran, and just read what happened when I was about 10, 11 to about, I think, 15, 16, to the Iranian journalists, about 7 or 8 of them, all murdered in the most gruesome way possible. And when it comes to journalism and when it comes to exposing shit like private contracting defense firms that take our taxes and commit war crimes, or become agents of, like, become mercenaries, or exposing something as severe as mass surveillance on the world, which is exactly the point that I wanted to make before I forgot to bring it up, is that the reason Snowden is becoming a bigger issue than Bradley Manning, it's because it is affecting the allies. It is affecting our friends, the United States. And we are saying it is okay that it's affecting them, and we are being really stupid and arrogant about it. Bradley Manning was just about a few Afghan lives, Iraqi lives. Who gives a shit, right? Because they don't matter. But fuck you if you're spying on me, Germany, or Denmark, or NATO, all the countries included in NATO. You know what I mean? The scope is different.
No doubt. Okay, I have some callers that have been waiting very patiently. I think we have Tyrone with us. Tyrone, did you want to ask something or interject something about Michael Hastings?
Yeah. What up, Vince, man? Hey, it's been a long time since I talked to you, Vince. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah,
I ain't been on the Vince and the Bay show.
Hey, can you tell tell your homies Floss and Frank the Tank that I'm not playing, I will boot people, all right? I've banned
Amen.
People.
Amen.
I just
Amen.
Banned Astro Backpacks like a couple days ago. It ain't a thing.
Hey, this Frank and Floss, man, dude, Vince ain't playing, man. You know what I'm saying, man? He going to boot somebody up in this build. He going to boot somebody, so you don't need to chill out on that. But, hey, listen, Vince, man, it's good to be back on the Vince and the Bay show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been on this bitch in a minute. But it's good to be back. And listen, I wanted to ask this girl talking, like, man, I've been listening to you for about 52 minutes now. And I'm like, man, this girl seems she know a lot of stuff, man. She talking, she spitting knowledge, she spitting truth. She's, you know what I'm saying? Where you from, girl? Hey, you was from Iran?
Yes, I am.
You in Iran right now?
She probably, I haven't seen her, but she probably looks like one of the Kardashians.
So you was in Iran right now?
No, dude. I'm in New York.
Oh, you was in New York. You was in New York. Hey, where you at in New York? Because you know what I'm saying, though? You sounded kind of fine, though. You know what I'm saying? And I got the G6.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Hey, I got the G6 in the backyard with the pilot ready on standby. I can come scoop right now. Hey, you like to do that Molly, though? Because I got that Molly on deck. You know what I'm saying? We can have a good time. I like intelligent
women. I'm asexual on the internet.
Wait. What are you talking about? You asexual? What, you don't have sex with nobody?
Means that I don't try to mix my lack or presence of sexuality online with my activism not distract from the topic.
I understand that. That's totally respectable. But listen, girl, this ain't got to be online. This can be in real life. I just told you I got the G6 pilot on standby in my backyard. He's on standby 24/7. I got him hired. You know what I'm saying? I live in a mansion. So I can call Scoop right now.
Dude, my one of my really good friends is Weave. Are you kidding me? I don't believe you.
Okay. Listen. listen, I tell you what, I know Weave, man. You know what I'm saying? I know Andrew. Listen, I tell you what. I'm gonna come scoop you. And I'm gonna give you the $1 million treatment, you know what I'm saying? Because you sound so good. I want me a beautiful Persian woman. I'm thinking about it right now. I'm just licking my lips.
Can I say that that's one of the reasons Andrew never tried to hack me or troll me or whatever, because he likes Iranians?
The minute he found out I was Iranian,
he was all over that shit, man.
Who gonna want to try to hack you? Mm-mm. Nobody want to try to burn that bridge for future reference. Nobody want to try to burn that bridge. Because I can tell by the way you're talking, you got some curves. Mm-hmm. You got some features, and you know what I'm saying?
Anyone wants to chime in? This is turning into almost Vincent DeBay type of porn.
Well, what you... hey, listen, all I'm saying...
What's wrong with that? Are you talking about that like it's a bad thing?
I thought that's after 1 o'clock my time.
Have you ever been to Paris?
What do we have, 2 more minutes?
Have you ever been to Paris?
4 more minutes, yes. No,
have
Paris,
you ever seen the
I've
Eiffel Tower?
Been.
Let's go to Paris. You want to go to Paris? What's good?
Why can't we just go to the Empire State Building?
All right,
me
dude.
And you can
right,
be in
time
Paris
up, time
in
up,
2 hours.
You think anything else, Tyrone, besides just spinning game?
Well, Vince, I wanted to talk about the gentleman that actually, unfortunately, got in a car accident last night. The journalist. What was his name?
Was
Michael Hastings?
Yeah, that dude. What about him?
Yes.
Man, I'm just saying, man, it hurt my heart so much to read about that today when I seen that he died in that car crash. Because let me tell you, Vince, when he was writing them articles, man, he got that general. He made that general resign. Because when he was writing them articles, man, that journalist was on fire, Vince. He was
on fire when he was writing them articles. That's what I know him from. He basically took down that guy's career. He basically destroyed
it.
Yeah.
He's, Michael Hayes was on fire, man.
Whatever,
and why is it so hard to feel that that the suspicion is over exaggerated, because it is a very dangerous thing what these journalists are doing. They're all dabbling into CIA. They're dabbling into secret shit. They're dabbling into killing people for profit. This is not a movie anymore, people. This is a real life. Unfortunately, it's a shitty movie we're living.
Real talk.
I think it's a good movie.
No, hold up. I ain't going to say it's a shitty movie. I think it's a good movie. I think it's like a Jerry Bruckheimer type of deal. I think it's a good movie with good production, because if you seen them flames coming out of that dude's car, man, that shit looked gangster as fuck when them flames was burning, man. That shit looked massive.
Didn't Jerry Bruckheimer do
Yeah, he did Miami Vice and all that shit. But, hey, listen,
oh,
though.
My God. David Caruso. Oh, my God.
I know, right? Wait a minute.
I know, that's
mind.
Hot.
But,
that's a hot redhead. Andrew was named a redhead by the New Zealand website that just published a news article about him last night. Right?
That's cool. But I just want to say, Michael Hastings, man, as far as his journalism goes, Michael Hastings was on fire, man. He was on fire every time. Every article he wrote, he was on fire. He was on fire with that journalism. But, hey, Vince, I got a real quick trivia question before I go.
Yeah, what is it?
Vince, I know you're a film buff.
Okay.
And I got a compliment to tell you, Vince. And the compliment is in the form of a musical score. Musical score by one Hans Zimmer. And I'm going to hum it. And if you can ascertain the name of the song, then you'll understand the compliment I'm going to give you. All right?
Oh, my God. This sounds like a cryptex.
All right. I'm going to hum the musical score. It's to a movie that a man, an actor, actually died today who played in this movie. And I'm going to hum the musical score. And the name of the musical score is actually a compliment to you, Vince LeBay. All right? And I'm going to hum it right now. Here you go.
Okay.
Da-dum. Da-dum, 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 da-dum.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
No, it's not Pee-wee's Playhouse, man. Come on. It's by Hans Zimmer. Da-dum, You need another clue.
It just sounds too nice to have James Gandolfini in it.
Tony Scott directed the movie. Tony Scott directed the movie. And Hans Zimmer wrote this score. And fucking the dude that died today played in the movie.
James Gandolfini?
He played in the movie. Hans Zimmer directed.
Tony Soprano passed away. You know what? More than I can't believe he passed away, I can't believe he was only 51, dude. He looked like he was like 65.
I know, man,
that's
but you know he was going to have a heart attack.
That's what smoking and drinking does to you. People stop doing it so much. Being fucking
hey,
obese is not just about eating whatever you want. You'll die.
I don't drink alcohol. Hardly
stop
at all.
Trying to avoid the fact that you don't know the musical score. Listen, forgive me humming it. I'm gonna give you more hints. Hans Zimmer did the musical score. Tony Scott directed the movie, and Quentin Tarantino wrote the screenplay, and James Gandolfini played in the movie.
Oh,
what's the name?
James Gandolfini was in Quentin Tarantino.
And it's a compliment to you, Vince.
That's a great film. That's a fantastic film. In fact, that's like one of those things.
Vince, I'm just going to say it before you mute me, because I know you're about to mute me so you can save face. The score is You're So Cool by Hans Zimmer. It's a compliment to you, Vince. I just wish you could have guessed it.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess the movie.
True Romance, Hans Zimmer, You're So Cool.
Hey,
you know, when Alabama tells Christian Slater... You're so cool. You're so, that score. Da da dum da dum da. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, hi Iranian bitch. I'm gonna stick it up your butt so bad you don't even know. I'm gonna come through the G6 tonight. I'm coming to New York and I'm gonna break it off up in your booty hole, bitch.
Okay. That sounds like nice fun.
Zimmer.
What?
Hey, I didn't even get muted. Oh, shit,
what's
I'm
name?
Still on. Okay, we
Dude,
can keep going.
Dirty talking shit, I like that kind of shit. So.
No, seriously,
actually,
girl, I ain't trying to disrespect, but that's just what I want to do to you, though.
But
yeah.
That's okay. I have no sexual hang-ups. I just don't do shit on the internet.
Hey, if anybody's going to spin any game on Wasp tonight, it's going to be me, okay? Sorry, Tyrone. All right, we've also got Shadow DXS, who's eager to talk to you. Go ahead, Shadow DXS, what's up?
What up, motherfuckers?
Hi.
What up,
hey,
bitch?
Shadow.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the Hans Zimmer song from True Romance?
No, I'm ignorant. I smoke a lot of weed and I listen to ICP.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Amid the chaos. Wait, what was
hey,
the
yo,
name of the...
Iranian girl, I want to talk to you. I mean, no offense,
you're
no
so
offense.
Cool. There, got it.
Go ahead, go on, caller.
Hey, I heard that she was making out with Weave and shit before he got fucking sentenced and shit. You started crying like a bitch.
Don't know about the making out part, but yes, I have actually cried at his sentencing when five ginormous guys.
I got an undisclosed source with me right now that's sitting there shaking her head. She knows who you are. You know who she is. She's sitting here. You made out with this motherfucker.
Okay.
Like, tongue down throat and everything.
Sure.
You know,
we can definitely say that. Does that add street cred to me?
No, absolutely not. It makes you more of a fucking bitch. Now, here's the thing. Why is you
being
a
fucking bitch is actually pretty cool. Sorry.
Why is you being a groupie?
If I were a hypothetical groupie, what would my reason be? I don't know. It's cool to know hackers. I don't know.
Whoa. Hold up.
You know hackers are cool. You know hackers, bro. You know how it is.
I don't know no hackers. There ain't no such thing as a hacker.
Okay, trolls. Trolls are gone.
There you go. Trolls.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so I changed my answer. From hackers are cool to trolls are fun.
Uh-huh.
Any more questions?
Why are you a terrorist? Do you not love America?
Why am I a terrorist? Because America?
What about it?
America? Fuck yeah.
Exactly. What did America ever do to Iran, man? And we've been leaving y'all motherfuckers alone.
Oh, God, this is nowhere near the conversation that I intended to go. Nowhere.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I piss in your motherfucking cornflakes? My bad.
It's okay. I don't get disappointed that easily.
Why are you a terrorist? It's an easy question.
Because it's cool to be one. I mean, what the fuck? Do you want to be a fucking potato?
Aren't we all terrorists? Aren't we all guilty in some way?
Who wants to be fucking normal?
Yeah. Ooh. All terrorists, dude. We're all individuals, man.
Yeah, this is about how we're all a little bit of a terrorist and no one is better than anyone, really, but whoever has the most followers is better.
I'm a better terrorist than you. I actually scare some people. Why, I don't know.
Wait a second. I thought you were NSA, dude.
Yeah, terrorist, NSA, same shit.
Yeah, right, my bad.
Yeah, but dude, your PR sucks. You can't say that shit on live radio.
We have a new PR. It's at NSA underscore press office. Or excuse me, NSA press underscore office. Sorry, many new accounts. Anyways, yeah, that's our new PR account. The dude behind that motherfucker is fantastic behind Twitter.
Okay, so then why don't you have them tweet me so then I can follow them so I know when I'm, you know, being followed and they're coming after me and stuff. It would be nice if I had a little bit of a heads up.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. We're always following you. I mean, even right now, I can see you in your little nighty, you know, with the toothbrush by your side. I'm just saying.
I don't brush my teeth, sorry.
That's because you a nasty Iranian bitch.
Hygiene
habits.
Yeah, and I don't shower either.
I bet you don't even shave your fucking armpits. I bet it's a goddamn...
No, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Fuck that shit. If you're not shaving your balls, I'm not shaving my under armpits.
Hey, whoa, whoever said the NSA didn't shave their nuts? We practice, like, swim team and shit.
I've seen they're all pretty hairy.
You've been fucking around with the wrong motherfuckers. I'm just saying. Like that dude Tyrone, that's a real motherfucker right there.
Yeah?
That nigga told me in private that he wanted to lick you from the crack to the back.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Not a lot of people go for the ass.
Hey, baby, this is America. We can help you forget all about your jihad and your shit all the time. It ain't nothing but a thing.
No self-respecting Muslim terrorists that will forget about the damn jihad.
Yeah, man, what you have, Tyrone, lick you from the crack to the back, you done. Fuck Allah. It's going to be straight God up in this motherfucker. That's all you're going to be screaming. Oh, God, you be praising Jesus' name. The moment this motherfucking tongue touches your fucking glistening pussy.
All right, dude bro.
Dude, text me because this is turning me on so fucking much. No, for real. Give him my phone number, please.
We already got it. We're the NSA.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm getting used to this, dude. Stop. I'm still a little bit
confused thinking
that we have privacy.
They have everything ever. So that's not even a thing.
Yes, Sicko, you're
any
absolutely
more callers?
Right.
Come on!
I have not figured out how to spell National Security Agency, though.
Okay, all right. We're going to bring up... Hey, you know what? Let's just bring on Sicko. He's here. Why don't we just put him on? Go ahead, Sicko. You're on with Shadow and Watt.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Shadow's got some hideous background noise. Hideous background noise by Shadow.
Well, hopefully it's drowning out his real voice.
It is. I have no idea what he said, but I'll bring him back in a second. Go ahead, Sicko. You're on with Wasp.
So, Wasp, how are you tonight?
Good. Finally hearing your voice. Hi.
Definitely handled, by the way. Shadow, you're going to have to step your game up, bro. You're not that great of a troll, but I've heard you. You definitely didn't bring your A game tonight.
Dude, after hanging out with Weave, are you kidding me? If I can't handle a couple of lines here and there, then I really need to stop tweeting altogether and other activities in my life.
Tyrone and Shadow ain't a thing, dude.
I don't know. Tyrone's a good troll. I got love for Tyrone. Well,
they're both good trolls. They're both good trolls. I didn't say they weren't good trolls. I just said compared to the caliber that she is accustomed to, you know. She's on some next level shit, dude, that we can't even comprehend.
Dude, Andrew fucking trolls me via snail mail. Do you know how much of patience goes into that? He freaking writes out shit that makes me fume, and then the minute I want to answer back, there's like five more letters coming that are like talking about five different things, and he drives me nuts.
Well, that's why I got a lot of respect for you, because you know what? One of the projects that I work on has to do with doing jail support for people in jail, and you've definitely done your fair share of jail support and shit for Weave. So, you know, thanks for that. Every little bit helps, and it makes it so if other people are focusing on like Weave and shit like that, it means that it opens me up to focus on other people as opposed to having to focus on him. So I appreciate that.
I appreciate you saying that. It's so true, because I found a lot of Iranian focused activists that basically took the charge and the lead in the election this time around, that I could focus mostly on jail support and Bradley Manning and just in general the whistleblowers and just the dissent of the United States alone, not have to worry about Iran. And it's all about being able to help each other out. At the end of the day, after all this shit, for real, this is like really me talking, I really am about, this is my life, this is my friends, this is bottom line, whatever the fuck they want to say, this is affecting me to the point where I can't live my life without worry and being scared and crying all day for my friends and for my family, and this is the reality of my life. So at the end of the day, I have to be serious about this. So I play around, but at the bottom line, it's about Andrew, it's about Jeremy, it's about Barrett, it's about John, it's about NATO 5, it's about Cleveland 4, it's about Warmer, it's about Miss Warmer and the baby Brody, it's about all these people. It's not about how many followers I have or
who. Yeah, well, you just nailed like 75% of the pen pal list, so I appreciate it. that shows that you at least know what you're talking about when it comes to that. A lot of people seem to forget some that, you know, everybody can name Barrett, everybody can name Bradley, everybody can name Weave. But there are other people on, you know, who need jail support as well, and they don't seem to be.
Oh,
you know.
I have a question. Okay, now that Julian Assange is reaching out to Snowden to help him with asylum, which fucking dude needs help with asylum himself. What the hell is he trying to give out advice for?
Well, to be fair, he got asylum. All right, he just couldn't get to the airport to get to the place.
Yeah, he didn't plan it right. Of course. He's a dumb shit, all right?
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully maybe he learned from his mistakes.
He can tell him what not to do.
Yeah, he can tell him what not to do, that's for sure.
He's a total fag. He wants to, he's jealous. He's totally jelly, bro, because somebody is fame fagging on some leaks, and it's not him.
Oh, I agree. I fucking can't stand Bradley, or not Bradley, oops. I can't stand Julian Assange. He's, it's like when Jeremy Hammond's always up to, you know, when his court dates come up and shit like that, the first thing WikiLeaks is tweeting out is their donation links. The day Bradley Manning testified, you know, and when he pled guilty, the first thing WikiLeaks is tweeting out is their donation link. And it's like they'll grab a news article about Bradley Manning, and right behind it is a donate to WikiLeaks. And it's like, fuck you, dude, because there are people doing the same shit that you're doing for... If not for free, they're doing it for a lot less money than you get, so I don't want to hear it.
Right. Okay, guys, hang on a second. We have to go to a news break here. Hang on. We have a special news break.
That's right. It's time for... Nick.
So what's going on?
Nothing.
I have no idea.
For us.
I was just wanted to call in about our fallen hero, Michael Hastings. And,
right.
I heard the bad news today.
Tragic accident.
Oh, tragic. I hear he was going about 80 miles an hour down Sunset, but in Canada, if only he was going 128 kilometers an hour, he probably would have survived the crash. So Canadian people feel for him, and we all send our love and maple syrup, and we're going to pour out a milk bag for him tonight. That's all I wanted to say, pretty much.
All right.
All right, that's Nick, our Canadian news correspondent.
This is some serious radio shit.
All right, folks. All right, we're back to our regular programming. 347-826-7667 is the number. We are now going to go to the phone lines and bring on Floss. What's up, Floss?
Hello. How are you doing?
Ooh, that is
I'm
so
doing
sexy.
Fantastic, man. What's going on with you? Sorry if I got you butthurt by giving you a timeout in the chat room, but you know it's a rule.
I would have been disappointed if you hadn't, frankly. But no, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. While we're on the subject of that guy that died in a car crash or whatever, and Nick Nack coming on the radio. First of all, who the fuck measures speed in kilometers, nigga? Seriously. secondly, on the subject of Julian Assange, I did notice recently that there was a hashtag trending on Twitter that was Sun for Assange or something fucking retarded like that, because apparently he has a vitamin D deficiency because he's been inside for so long. Why?
Hey, dude, what the fuck a vitamin is, though?
What? Yeah, but why the fuck is he not just, like, why is he not just ordering fucking vitamin D supplements? He doesn't need to go outside. Nobody needs
vitamin?
To fucking go outside anymore.
So I actually did my thesis on vitamin D diagnostics.
Really?
So,
you're kidding me.
No, I am not joking. I am not joking.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead.
We got a scientist up in here.
Yeah. So the reason that vitamin D deficiency can be so problematic is that recently they tied it to a slew of diseases that are not related to bone, which includes depression, a bunch of autoimmune diseases like lupus and
Wait, hold on. Julian Assange is depressed?
Well, actually, it affects depression a lot. To the point where
Iranian girl still talking to because I'm trying to holler at that girl.
Yeah, I'm still talking. So
hey,
anyway, one of the reasons
I got
that
the G6, I popped the Molly, I'm sweating. Woo, popped the Molly, I'm sweating. Woo. Hey, girl, you like Molly?
Sometimes.
Hey, I got all the Molly you want. What's good?
Are we talking about the girl Molly or are we talking about the drug Molly? Because
whichever you want.
Oh,
I got a girl
both.
Named Molly. I
we
got a drug
both.
Named Molly. Whatever you want, girl. You can have whatever you like. Hey,
just
you can have whatever
you
like.
Okay, so with the vitamin D, supplementation is not efficacious at times. And you really need the sun. Now, doesn't he have a balcony? Haven't I seen a balcony picture shot up?
Yeah. He does news conferences out of it.
Okay,
yeah, but
so
you're forgetting one
without any sunscreen for 10 minutes a day.
You're forgetting one crucial factor here. He's in England.
That's a good point.
There is no such thing as sun in England.
Okay, a tanning bed. You can get a tanning bed.
No, listen, this is all Assange needs to do. He just need to call me up. I got the G6. I come through to the embassy. You know what I'm saying? I swoop in. I have my pilot swoop in down by the embassy and just be like, hey, hover this G6 right above the embassy because my G6 can hover. You know what I'm saying? I got them fucking
right,
hydraulics and shit.
Tyrone, you're on timeout. Dude, seriously.
He's serious, though. He picked me up in the G6 last week when we went cruising for bitches in downtown Los Angeles. It was pretty good.
If anybody's going to hit on my guess, it's going to be me. Okay, that's enough, Tyrone. We got to bring on somebody in replacement, and that would be Ace. What's up, Ace?
What?
What? We're getting a little echo, reverb action going on. Can we do something about that?
Like, dude, why is this girl named like Wasp? Why not Bumblebee or Hornet or something similar?
Oh, you know? It's after a character.
Even listening at the very beginning of the show, she kind of explained it. So,
yeah,
I mean,
go to the archives. When the show's over, download the podcast.
I don't do downloads. They're a security risk.
I mean, like, does
no, the, no, do, trust me.
Is
it's
your
fine. It's totally fine. It's secure.
Does your stinger does her stinger fall off when she has sex? Or I mean, what?
I'm sorry. Did you see the hashtag Nicole Powers made? It's called Tanning Bed for Assange.
Yeah, no. That's what I think this is about. I think he just really misses having a tan because he's in England, and no one in England has a tan. Or hope, or anything.
Or teeth. Hey! No! I am sorry. I contributed to that. That is not okay. What I just said. I take it back.
I didn't even pay attention. What'd you say?
Good. I didn't say anything.
Is this chick Persian or something?
I'm good.
Yes, she's Persian.
She's Persian, so like you're fucking responsible for Jake Gyllenhaal? Is that your fault?
The hell?
Hold on. They're saying that he's Iranian now?
Are you drunk, dude?
That's a serious question.
No, I kind of know what he's talking about. So there is this phenomenon in countries like Iran, like sometimes India and shit like that, that whenever someone looks like them, they make up a rumor. And a lot of people, like back in the day, there was no wiki, so they used to say that Freddie Mercury was Iranian. He's actually Parsi, but from a part of India that used to be part of Iran.
Queen back in the day used to rock. Yeah. And
yes,
he does that song. He covers that song, Mustafa.
The queen still rocks. Have you seen her? She's looking good for like 86 or whatever.
I don't know, man. This chick sounds like she tastes pretty good. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Are you making
cannibalism? Like, are you saying you want to eat her like for dinner? Or I mean, you're going to do a little bit more specific.
Yeah, I'm a little confused as to the nature of these, you know, come-ons.
Are you wanting to eat her with, like, some curry? I don't know. What's going on, bro?
I'll be honest with you.
Are you just saying that because she's Middle Eastern? That's fucking racist, dude.
Actually, it's because I really want some curry.
I had some curry tonight, by the way. It was delicious.
I've only had curry.
4-7-8-2-6-7-6-6-7 is the number. Wasp is my guest tonight. If anybody wants to join the panel, the more the merrier. Thank you so much, Wasp, for being a good sport and putting up with Tyrone and Shadow and me and everybody else. We're going to keep going here. Hopefully take some more calls.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still talking. Go ahead.
No. You know what? How about a little bit of house cleaning here? Plus One wanted me to say that on Thursday,
yes.
there's a fundraiser for Free Wormer. If they raise $500, Schmoop and Plus One will do a 40-ounce chug contest.
Yes. Actually, I was going to bring that up.
There's a paste bin for it, too.
Yeah, they're you know, Brody needs
stuff.
Brody needs shit. He needs milk. He needs diapers to poop in. He's fucking, you know, infant baby, and we need to do what we can. This is not a joke.
And look, of most of the Anons who are sitting in jail, I only really had the pleasure of knowing Wormer. For any of y'all who didn't get to, y'all really missed out. Hopefully when he gets out, y'all get to meet him, because Wormer's a really, really good dude. I mean, few people have bad things to say about him. He he made a mistake uploading a picture, but other than that, I mean, nobody has anything bad to say about it.
Can I say something while I have some kind of voice that goes beyond two or three or, you know, retweets?
Sure.
Can I say something? It doesn't
sure.
even matter if you're a fucking good or bad person. Brody didn't do anything. He was born. He is innocent.
He was totally
punishing
born.
A baby.
He was totally born.
Punishing a baby over the shit that stupid shit your dad did, even if he wasn't a good person, is not fair. Let's stop being assholes to each other and give each other a fighting chance. Then we can fucking troll each other. Trolling someone or putting someone down when they're already down, that's not big deal. That's not a fucking... you don't get a gold star for that. That's just pathetic. So we're going to help Free Warmer tomorrow. We're going to do... We're going to raise money. Do it, people. Stop. Put all your shit aside. This is about a child. This is about the livelihood of a family. And just suck it up and do it. I'm fucking tired of this.
I have a question about Wormer.
Go ahead.
I'm not entirely too clear on it. I haven't followed it. But what was his motivation behind the reason why he's in jail? And if there is no good or bad motivation,
The fact that
is,
the government is shit. Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. Okay. Wormer was a member of the cabin crew. He hacked into the Texas. I think it was the Texas DPS that he hacked into, but it was part of Pig Roast, and it was in response to police repression of Occupy. Cops were beating up occupiers left and right. They were jailing occupiers. So. Some Anons out there decided that they were going to go and retaliate, and that's what happened.
All right, well, you know, I've never really looked it up, so I have no fucking clue.
I mean, it's not like some of these other hacks that happened where people just go and hack some shit for attention or whatever.
Okay, you know, that's what I was getting at, you know.
Yes,
I have no problem.
It's like that.
With civil disobedience, so to speak. The only thing I ever really have a problem with, you've got good guys in jail, and you've got bad guys in jail. But everybody tends to group them all in one group, and, you know, let's go have a fundraiser for all of them, even though some of them are just fucking stupid. There are people out there that need to find a better platform or a different way to do something, you know what I mean? And if they're going to do something illegal, don't have a partner, because 9 out of 10 times, that's why you're in jail. You had a partner, and they blabbed. You know, but, I mean, it sounds
well,
like Wormer was trying to do something with a little more integrity behind it rather than the, hey, I'm going to fuck it up for laws and I'm going to brag about it. Now I'm in jail. Free me.
What got Wormer busted is he, on some of the hacks, and it was a little ego faggish, sure, but whatever. He uploaded on the hack, he uploaded a picture of his then-girlfriend's, it's like a bikini class picture, and it says "Love Wormer, Love Cabin Crew." Well, the picture wasn't scrubbed for exit data,
yeah.
So they were able to they were able to track her down, which in turn led them to him. So there's some theories that some snitching happened after the fact with another cabin crew member, but. There's no proof of it. You know, there's just nothing but speculation. Even if the speculation seems legit, there's still just no proof, unlike some other snitches. So
That's when Cabin Crew jumped the shark, is when they started doing hacking shit. Because I remember Cabin Crew, they used to just fucking troll the shit out of my fucking chat room.
By the time all the hacking started, it wasn't even original.
This
thing's
shit.
By the time the hacking started, Voter had already bailed, Jack had already bailed, Ghost had already bailed, NASDAQ had already bailed, Alba had already bailed, so I mean it was pretty much a whole new cabin crew.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what the fuck, cabin crew's hacking? Dude, no.
Yeah, they used to dox cops, and that was their thing, and then... Some hacks
started. That's what I said. They fucking their thing was just hacking and trolling. I'm sorry, not hacking. Doxing and trolling. They were just wizards of Google search. You know, they could just comb the web for for whatever information dirt they could get on somebody, on any target.
Google is fucking hard, man.
The Tony Baloney docs? That was a pretty great one. Good time. Where's that song? I gotta go find the Tony Baloney song now.
I think it was it them who essentially, or the before it was them, who found the Lyndon Johnson blog with his fucking schlong hanging out?
Yeah, the blog he had hosted in Australia. And then people said that they hacked to get those, but they didn't hack to get those.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, all he did was just fucking do a Google search on the guy, and they found him. Found a blog with him, his schlong hanging out.
Man, if I had like a dollar for every time I got told the FBI was investigating me for doxing people, I could fucking retire.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, anyone want to, offer me some kind of a sugar daddy status so I can retire and be a full activist without any, you know, actual job? That would be great.
Maybe.
We can negotiate deal terms.
Go on Craigslist.
All right, guys. Hey, simmer down. We got 30 minutes left. I want to bring on Danny. Danny, you wanted to chime in on what we were just talking about.
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's good to be back on your show, first of all. And I just wanted to talk about your guest tonight, the Iranian girl. You said something about Wormer. You said Brody did nothing wrong. Brody shouldn't be judged, which I totally agree with. But you said Brody shouldn't be judged no matter what stupid decisions his father made. Is that kind of what you said? You said something about
I didn't mean it like that. I said I meant stupid decisions under quotes. I guess you can't see my air quotes. As in, if you want to say his dad did something stupid, well, the child should not be blamed.
Okay.
No, I don't think what Wormer did was stupid. That is not what I implied at all.
All right, I was just like, yeah, but hey, there's going to be actually a fundraiser. There's going to be a fundraiser for Brody, not for Wormer, for Brody, Wormer's son. There's going to be a fundraiser. We're going to be raising funds for Wormer's son on Russell League Radio. The date, I'm trying to find it. I got my tweet deck up. I'm trying to find where it's at.
Dude,
we did a free Wormer.
Any fundraising for any political activists or any legal issues or whatever, I am down for it. I do not focus on Andrew.
This isn't for... I think this is just for the baby. I think this is just to help the baby out, to get, baby supplies and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I saw their links the other night, and I personally donated to the WePay and not the Target list or Toys R Us list, just because I rather have the anonymity of not having to sign up for Target or Toys R Us. But
true.
But we can tweet all of that out.
It's going to be on June 20th.
Okay.
There's
Can
a paste
favor
for
DM
it.
Me all the info so I can put it in my calendar? Because
what's your
in
Twitter?
All honesty. Okay, so it's S-H-O.
Hang on. Let me get a tweet going.
Need pen and paper?
No, I don't need pen and paper. S-H-O.
K-U.
K-U-K as in K-Y Anonymous, the crybaby?
Yes.
Yo.
K-U.
F as in Frank E.
F-E.
As in Frank E. Y. Can someone tweet?
Oh,
I can tweet
I'm
you
already
myself.
Following you. Is your
you
name on there,
me?
I am a girl?
Yeah, because Andrew's friends
you.
Started to like troll me thinking that I'm a guy like a while back, so I had to put in I am a girl so they would leave me alone.
Okay, I'm tweeting you right now.
Okay, yeah, tweet me, DM me, whatever.
I'm already following you somehow.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to give me a date.
Oh, no, I'm not. But you can't. I'm not following you, but you came up automatically, so I'll follow you now.
Oh, cool. I came up because we tweet each other sometimes. I was the one that wrote, you're bad, you're very bad today.
Look, do you guys want to go in the green room and work this out?
No, Vince, I was corroborating. I was plugging a fundraiser. That's typically a normal thing to do.
Then there was some sort of offline chatter going on that we didn't
know. Okay. I was just corroborating with her.
Why does Vince always have to show power?
Vince, can I have a 10-second plug for the Brody fundraiser?
Yeah, go for it. The Brony fundraiser?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, bring yourselves on June 20th to Russell E. Radio. We're going to have a Brody fundraiser. It's going to be epic. We're going to do all kinds of fun games. There's going to be a ball pit. There's going to be clowns and circus tigers and shit. There's going to be 40 ounces for everybody, even the babies. Come on, chill on June 20th at Russell E. Radio.
That's what's up.
I'm also going to be there drunk.
Oh, God. I believe it.
Yelling abuse at people, probably.
You know, donations, you guys should plug my WePay page, man.
No!
Need is 40,000 of you to donate $1 and I can buy a brand new car.
You guys, I had a panic attack today because I was getting trolled, and the only thing that's going to fix my panic attacks is $500,000.
Overdo all of you guys. I'm from fucking Iran. U.S. is gonna bomb my fucking country. My parents are still back home. Sanctions are
funny,
kicking their
true.
Butt. It is, isn't it? Give me $1 million.
Wait a minute. Let's rewind this. She just said she was gonna do all of us, and I heard it. I know I heard it. That's what I saw.
Sure. I don't mind. I really don't.
Wow. That was... God, why can't people...
Pretty hot, huh?
Shit.
Dude, this world is too fucked up to be uptight about sex. For real.
That's true. Hey, do they have good weed in Iran?
I need to move.
Yeah, dude. No, hash. They have the best hash. They have the best opium.
Dude,
I probably was addicted my entire
Actually,
life because people spoke a lot.
Raging, guys.
I hear the best herb grows in the desert. I don't understand it.
I still don't know what this girl's name is, like her actual
Her name is Xerxes.
Is it really?
Are you talking to me?
She's Iranian. She's Persian.
Oh, there's a reason you don't know my name, people.
Really?
Yeah.
A reason? Are you like CIA or some shit?
No, I'm just trying to protect my family who's still back home.
Really? So
yeah,
you're
because, like
not,
dude, if I managed Jimmy Dajaj, the president of Iran, knew that she was on this Blog Talk Radio, then the fucking president of Iran would have her beheaded and shit.
Oh, well, you know, I thought it was the
I
cool
haven't
thing,
gone back but... in 8 years. That's one of the reasons.
I thought it was the cool thing, like, if you were an activist or even anonymous, you would put, like, the initials of your state in front of your name, like, I don't know, KY Anonymous for Kentucky.
Oh, no, dude, that is just fucking... If you really want to be anonymous, stop putting information out there. Are you kidding me?
I tend to agree with her on that, and I actually even said something about that on Russell League Radio not too long ago. I was like, what the fuck is with all the fucking putting a personality to Anon? You got this Anon, that Anon, this Anon, that Anon.
Yeah, I even haven't changed my profile picture on Facebook, something that, you know, I'm way more open. People have access to my photos and shit for at least a year, if not, and it's the same, you know, type of avatars. It's like just random, generic shit. And that's Facebook. Why would I on Twitter, you know, give my information out?
My stinger's bigger than yours.
Anonymous
okay.
was like the new
okay,
Wu-Tang Clan now, though. Like, just full of badass rappers and shit.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's about enough. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap this puppy up. I'm Vincent the Bay. My guest tonight is the lovely Wasp, who's been so generous with the time and has been putting up with the likes of Tyrone and Shadow and Floss and this Ace dude. He thinks I'm fucking Howard Stern, which is ridiculous. But whatever. Speaking of Tyrone, this song goes out to Tyrone. And we're going to come back after the song and wrap things up with our panel plus our special guest. If you want to get in on this, now's the time. 347-826-7667. This is some gay ass music, Tyrone. That's a great film. Great film off the soundtrack. Hans Zimmer.
By the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
In the
Here's
bay.
My CD, by the way. In your deck, press
your
play.
Deck,
hear bay. What I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way.
That's right. Stop deck, hating in the bay, everybody. Just do what Selassie says and stop hating in the bay. I'm back. Speaking of the bay, I got Sicko with me. I also have my guest for the show tonight, Wasp. has been very gracious with her time, and it's been fun hanging out with you, Wasp. Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm writing to Dan, telling him I already am, doing the whole thing with Plus One, so I'm good.
People are demanding that I apologize. What do I have to apologize for? I haven't done anything. That song was selected by, I understand its significance, but wow. It made me want to, go to bed. Thank God we can go to bed in about 12 minutes, 13 minutes to go. We still have a pretty packed panel. I think we might actually be joined by Spyco now. Spyco, is that you? Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Vince? Sorry.
Wait. Spyco,
God
is that
damn,
you?
Goddamn, motherfucking, come on now.
Hey, Spyco, you're on with Wasp and Sicko.
Yeah, I've been listening. What's up, promiscuous sounding girl that would do anything for fame or money? Holla.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. Sorry, I cleaned my glasses. A little more important. Oh, shit.
So what's going on, Sicko? What's on your mind tonight?
Sicko or Spyco?
Spyco, I mean. Whatever. Same thing. Spyco.
I don't know. I just took a whole bunch of Klonopin. I just took a whole bunch of Klonopin because, y'all were just making me rage.
Bedtime?
No, not bedtime. Fucking sedate my ass so I don't tweak out and, just act a fool.
Yeah. Tweaking sucks. Bro.
I mean, all that Iranian shit, man. It's just all over the place, and I really don't give a fuck about Iran.
Apparently most of the world doesn't.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a vote in right there to just nuke it or, do something with it. Come on.
Yeah. Too bad that there's, over 70 million population, which has at least 80%, younger than 35.
Right? That's a lot of slaves.
Yeah, that you're right. They're all young and they have a lot of years ahead of them.
That's a lot of years of work. And you do the crossbreeding.
It's over 9,000!
Exactly. Like, in the slave days, you get your runners, you get your certain genetics fucked out. And burst out,
dude, we'll bring the whole medical Nazi experimentation shit back. It'll be so cool.
Yeah, man.
I'm so for this, for the record.
For the record. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to self-mute myself.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in, Spyco. We'll talk to you in a second with final thoughts. But first, let's go to this caller. Unscreened caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's Nick. What's up, man?
Hey, Nick, do you have another update for us from Canada?
No update, man.
You're just calling in. What's up?
No, I'm just calling. You got to apologize to Floss because that was a bad move, man. You can't play that shit without informing Floss. Floss before that, you have to apologize to him. So I want to hear an on-air apology.
First of all, I don't understand. Playing, what did I do that I have to... I mean, if anything, I owe Floss an apology for muting him.
No, you play that...
What are you
music.
Talking about? Trump up charge? This is disinformation. This is character assassination. I see what you're trying to do. You're just trying to subvert. I get it.
You played that shit. That nigga's across the pond. He didn't understand it, and you didn't apologize to him. That's pretty much it, man. You got to apologize to Floss, and that's it, pretty much.
I apologize.
You can't do that. You can't do that to Floss, man.
Apologize to Floss. Can you shut up for a second so I can apologize to Floss?
Yeah.
Hey, Floss, are you there?
Of course, it's a Canadian demanding apologies.
Hey, Floss. I don't know what I did, but, dude, I'm sorry. Don't take it personal. It wasn't, I don't even know what I did.
You just hurt my feelings. It's just, I'm a sensitive guy.
I've got to be more aware of that. I kind of take things for granted. It's my bad.
Yeah. Well, it's done. It's done. It's over with. It's fine. Whatever.
All right, water under the bridge. Perfect.
Hold on, Vince.
Can I give you guys a scoop for a second?
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, Nick, you are.
Am I still on?
Yes, unfortunately, you are. What?
Vince, can you play me out? Can you play me out with some Nickelback just before you hang up on me?
Oh, don't do that. No, I really will be offended if you get played out by Nickelback.
Just play me out, Vince.
Can you play him out with your Taylor Swift?
Play me out, Vince.
All right, here you go. Here it is. Yeah, it's the German version. It's the German disco remix version of that song. How terrible is that?
That was funky.
Spanish version is better. Play that one.
The Spanish one. All right, that's enough of that bullshit. All right.
Bullshit my ass. That's the greatest song ever written.
Whatever, dude. We gotta wrap things up here, man. We're almost done. So we gotta go around the horn here. I'm gonna go ahead and put everybody back on mute and go around the horn and get final thoughts here before we say goodnight. We'll start with let's start with Danny. Danny, final thoughts.
I just wanted to get my final thoughts on everything. Tonight was a good show and everything. I really enjoyed talking about Free Wormer and such. And, it was really great. I want to come back and talk more about Free Wormer. And, spread the word about Free Wormer. And
are you peeing on my show? You're peeing on my show. It's like a schmoop. You're pulling a schmoop. These motherfuckers, these wrestle leaguers, they come in here and they piss on my show. They figuratively piss on my show.
No, he literally pissed on your show, Vince.
You're correct, actually. Yeah, that's the correct usage.
Yeah, you should get 2 minutes there, Vince. really right. figuratively wrong.
Huh? I'm making up for the years of oppression under the L word, counterbalancing it.
Vince, you're a straight white male. You can't be oppressed.
Whatever, kid. Okay, you're on timeout, so I get to you on final thoughts. So, Danny, you finished your final thoughts, right?
Yeah, I finished. You didn't hear the toilet flush?
No, I was screening calls. But thanks for coming out, dude. All right, let's see. Floss, final thoughts.
Okay, a few things. Firstly, a tan bed for Julian Assange. We really need that. Guy needs a tan. secondly, free Wormer. Make sure you call into that that donation thing on Russell League Radio because they could always do with some help and they're good people. And finally, GNAA for life. Basically, that's all.
Sweet, dude. Thanks for calling, man. It's great to hear you. Great to hear you back on. Let's see. Let's go to Ace. Ace, final thoughts.
Yeah, I got a couple things for you, Howard. First, man, when are we going to go up to Canada, man? Because I'm almost out of milk. Fucking milk bags, dude. You got to try some of this shit. But anyway, the Persian lady, I want you to tell her for me. I'm going to dress up like Alexander the Great and come conquer that ass. You know? And then... I don't know what's up with this nigga Floss, man, but somebody should probably tell him he could go get some mouthwash and change his name. And my liver hurts very badly.
All right, thanks for coming out, Ace. Appreciate it. Spyco, final thoughts.
Fucking, apparently, I owe 40 ounces to Russell League.
German disco remix.
And all the hell is breaking loose in tinychat.com/fucking, what is this room? What is this room, Danny? Danny 3.0. So, fuck yeah. Alright, that's it. Holla, everybody. That nigga's going crying,
okay.
Dog.
Okay, whatever. All right, I'm gonna play. Wasp. I'm sorry, Sicko. Final thoughts.
No, I don't have any.
Perfect. Wasp. Final
yes.
thoughts.
Final thoughts. Thanks, guys, for having me over. I really love you guys, and let's do what we can for all of our comrades and incarcerated. And also, look out for a really good New York Times article tomorrow on Snowden and NSA. It's uncharacteristic. I have an inside scoop. And Michael Hastings was being investigated by the FBI. WikiLeaks just revealed at 6 p.m. tonight. So that's a food for thought. And I love you guys, and thank you for listening to my rant. I really appreciate it, Vince. Thank you for having me.
Oh, as always, always a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime.
Be crazy, bitch. Stay slutty.
Okay, that's
dude,
enough.
There's no other way to live other than slutty.
All right, we got a few more callers. Really quickly, caller, you're on. Who's this? Caller, are you there? Blocked number. You're on. No? Okay, gone. Another block number. Quickly, you're on. Hello? Sounds like you're. Oh, fucking soundboard shit. Okay, that's enough of that shit. Okay, caller. Quickly, you're on. Who's this?
Yeah, fucking Creed rocks, dude.
Creed? Fuck it, get the fuck out of here. All right, I'm Vince of the Bay. I'm out. This goes out to... who's this go out to? It goes out to iBot. This is some Chantel with Disco Partizani right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince of the Bay. Peace out, yo. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. We'll be right back.
hacer tu vida. Nu pot să pâni primirea. Dacă bine ești votală și cu frumusețea ta îi bagi pe toți din boală. Orice bărbat te dorește, când te vede nebunește. Dar da, bata, da, orice ți-a dat și cap, mergi tu din șară sa nevasta.
Thank you very nice.